This again, how the wave and water, Prabhupada is an example here for unmanifest condition of the universe. Okay, universe was there before. How was it? It was an unmanifest condition. What do we mean by unmanifest condition? Vilangama irupadu. Vilangikondirupadu manifest. Vilangamal irikkirathu, is still there. It remains still. Universe always remains. There is no time the universe does not remain. There is no time when the universe is not. Illamal ondra kaalam illave illa. There is no such thing called non-existence of the universe. Universe always is. Universe always exists. Where does it exist? In Brahman. In knowledge. In pure knowledge. There is no existent outside of existence, outside of pure knowledge. Okay, but how does it exist? How does it remain? It remains in a manifest form and unmanifest form. It remains. The non-manifest and the manifest. So the unmanifest condition means what? The universe remains in an unmanifest condition means it remains an undifferentiated condition. Undifferentiated means what? There's an example, always traditional example is seed and the tree. So the seed, inside the seed, the smallest seed, the whole tree with its life is there. Not dead, no? From the dead thing, something alive cannot come into being. Isn't it? From a living thing, a non-living thing can come, but from an understanding of, non-living thing, but an insentient thing can come, we saw here. But here, from this, the seed is alive, it has life there. And from there, everything comes. But inside the seed, everything was there. How are you going to account for how there was the tap root and the side roots and the adventitious roots and the big trunk and the flowers? Everything was. But inside the seed, when you see the seed, do you see anything? You see only a small, tiny dot. You see the seed. But all of them were how? In undifferentiated condition. So what was in an undefined condition become differentiated when you see the tree. You can see, make out. What do you mean by being differentiated? You're being able to separate one from the other, distinguish one from the other. Is being a differentiated condition. Differentiated condition means being able to distinguish one from the other. Oh, this is trunk, different from this branch, this is different from the other two things, leaves, this is different from flower, this is different from pollen, stamen, all those things you can differentiate, everything can be distinguished. Understand? Differentiate from the everything else. Distinctly known. That's called differentiated condition. What is manifest condition? Isn't it? Similarly, but what is the seed? Unmanifest condition. Wherein everything remains undifferentiated.
So, meaning, we have the best example in medicine, what you call the stem cells, from which all other cells, whether it is nerve cells or cells of the heart or cells of the skin, everything arises from that. The stem cells are undifferentiated cells. So that is the next example, I think.
Because now you can apply that, because already knowledge which you have, you know something about it. The example it is, stem cells are sort of the unmanifest condition of all these cells, where they remain unmanifest, where you don't see the cell as a cell. It is there already. From that condition, all the cells become, they become manufactured. Here again, really they become... Isn't it? In a seed, the tree really becomes manifest. So, when you say here, the whole jagat, like that whole jagat was there. All these elements, gross elements, subtle elements, and then combination, permutation, all these things happened on part of the elements. And the subtle element, then how the grossification took place, we studied in Tattva Bodha. See, this we all not interested in the grassification happening, all those things. Okay. And then how the jagat has come into being. Elements, then elementals. how the sattvic aspect becomes subtle elements, subtle aspects of the subtle aspects which form subtle body and subtle universe. Why does the aspect come? The pranas. Now, again subtle there. Then again, tamasic aspect alone, again undergoes a change. They get mixed up. They get combined, no? Some sort of permutation, combination, and then from become the gross elements. And they, from them, gross elementals. This is a whole jagat, isn't it? It talks about all these things. So all these things come into being. It's a manifest condition. So all of them, where were they before? In unmanifest condition. What is it called? Brahman. Pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness. Sat Vastu alone was there initially. Other Upanishad says, Sad Eva Saumya Idam Agre Asit. Agre Mudalil Yenna Irundadendral Padeppu Thondradharku Mun Paramporul Arivu Purvamaga Mattume Irundadu. Arive Irundadu. Knowledge alone was there. But in that knowledge, what was there? No, the matter, the material required for this universe, creating this universe also was there. Inseparably, okay, in undifferentiated condition, it was there, one with that. Inseparably, Maya and Brahman were there together inseparably. The Maya was, Maya is nothing but unmanifest universe. Look at this now. Unmanifest universe is equal to Maya. What is Maya? Understand? The matter in its subtlest original form. Where is it? It does not have independent existence. Maya cannot exist by itself. That is why it's called Maya. You know that? We say, why the matter in its subtlest original form is known by the term Maya. Very interesting to know that. Ya ma sa Maya. Edu tanaga illayo adu mayena. Edu irupadu po irukkiradha maya. My God, it looks very much real. If we remove water, we have disappear. It is not kanampedu. So that which will disappear, you know, if we remove water, ocean will disappear. Similarly, minus consciousness, where is matter? Minus H2O, where is stillness? It will disappear. That's why that which is not really, that which is as though, is ya ma, sa maya. Understand, the matter in its original subtlest form is given the name maya because it cannot, it does not have its own existence, does not exist by itself. It is inseparable from consciousness. Understand now? Therefore, Brahman with Maya Shakti was there. What is Maya Shakti? Unmanifest universe. It means what? Matter is original subtlest form. First stage. What is next stage? Then Brahman started bulging. Brahman bulges. Through what? Through knowledge. It's a figurative expression. Don't take it very seriously. Don't even try to imagine how Brahman would have bulged. A very difficult thing, you know. And we all will start writing our own stories. We can contribute for children's fun, okay? We can't even visualize, imagine. Just open a figurative presentation, okay? Oh, Brahman, Brahma chiyate, tapasa chiyate, through knowledge Brahman bulges. It's the next stage. That means the maya, the potential power in potential form, gets ready for creation. That stage is called what? Annam. Still unmanifest. Second stage. Then what happened? From that annam, pranaha. So annam literally means food, but here it means what? The state of Brahman before, just before the creation of the universe, the state of getting ready for creation. Annam. Annam is what? After Brahman Chiyate. Before Chayanam. Before it Chiyate, before it bulges, Brahman was there, Maya Shakti. After it bulges, Chiyate, Tapasa, through knowledge, it becomes Annam. Still unmanifest. Okay, second stage. Then what is the third stage? From that Annat Pranaha. Pranaha literally means vital air, the, not prana. But here Pranaha stands for the Sat, because Pranaha is equal to what? Subtle factor, which belongs to subtle body. Remember that. But Pranaha stands for, and also Manaha. Pranaha and Manaha stand for the cosmic mind and the cosmic prana. Cosmic prana means what? All the pranas together. Okay, the total, understand now, pranas together, total minds, the cosmic mind, cosmic prana, we say. Which, with these two words, manaha, mind, pranaha, breath, but these two words stand for the cosmic, okay, the subtle factors. So, what we say here? Total subtle universe. Sukshma prapanchaha. These two words stand for samagraha sukshma prapanchaha. Samagra sukshma prapanchaha, entire subtle universe. In mythology, what is it known as? Brahma, Hiranyagarbha, four-headed, okay? Through eight eyes, he sees in all directions, like that. Understand? Whole jagat is pervaded by sukshma. Brahma, and who is his wife? Knowledge, okay, learning, Saraswati. Because creation is what? Knowledge, isn't it? Mind, buddhi shakti, total buddhi shakti, the total power of intellection. So Saraswati. That is why we were Saraswati. Now we worship Saraswati for learning. The buddhi has to become sharp, Saraswati. Medha shakti personified is what? Saraswati. That is why we were Medha Soptam. And always we keep the, we always she sit in a white lotus. Know why? White stands for clarity. Any darkness stands for clouded buddhi. This is white lotus. Vellai Thamarai, Venthamarai Poovirpal. We never say Saraswati is not. Yes. No, red stands for color, all powers, all fame, no, all, you know, pleasures in life. This is why Lakshmi, lotus, red lotus. So when you want Arthakama, always use red flowers for Arthakamas. We say that. You want clarity of mind for not yellow and white. We have all this. It's again our own things. In India we do this. We don't always, that's why Rakta Pushpai Supojitam Rakta Gandhanaliptangam. We have all these things. And orange is specially for knowledge. Flame. Anyway, so this is different things we have. So here, so this annam and annat pranaha manaha, all the subtle factors, you know, all the seeing, the total seeing power, the total hearing power, the total power of smelling, the total power of taste, the total powers this touch. Similarly, we say all the powers of organs of action, total, in total, no, it's entirety, we say. All subtle powers together, what now? The total, subtle manifestation, subtle universe, we call it subtle manifestation, the total, subtle manifestation. That came into being, from what? From this annam. Then afterwards, thereafter, came into being Satyam, elements and the elementals, how they also came into being. And afterwards, there some combination of elements, you know, took place, because of which elementals came into being. From that, Lokaha, all the worlds, all the lokaha. Annam satyam lokaha. Amritam. Amritam stands for phalam. See, there the lokaha stand for everything. All the jivas. Look at this now. What happened to all the jivas? All the jivas. Individuals. The jivas. Na, individual means, I mean subtle. All the subtle body talk about. All the jivas were in unmanifest condition. They all went ready, get ready. The time of creation comes. They became potential. All the jivas. And not only jivas. With their suitable bodies. Understand? And then their karma. All the sanchitam, prarabdha. Now all of the karmas were there. The prarabdha karma. Karapalam. All of them were there. And from the wherever they, it has to start, everything gets ready. It's what one word lokaha stands for, all that. Karma, karma, amritam, karapalam. Why karapalam is said to be amritam? No way amritam? Because once you have done some action, that fruit has to be exhausted. I tell you, you can never escape the fruit of the action. You have to enjoy it in the form of pain or pleasure. In keeping with the karma, whatever karma has been done, that is why amritam, one day or the other, we have to exhaust it. Amritam means what? Which is definitely, which is going to come. I want to exhaust the phalam, understand now, amritam. Definitely, it's called amritam. So, karma phalam, phalam comes. All of these things, all other words, satyam, lokaha, amritam, no, phalam, all these thing, word, four words stand for the grass universe. All of them were in unmanifest condition, they all become manifest. Grass universe. The grass universe also has come into being. So, karma sucha amritam. Amritam means karma phalam and karmasu means fruits of actions. Action, the fruits of actions. All the jivas, all of them were there before in unmanifest condition, they all become manifest. Now we have to understand here. So when all of them which are manifest, suppose when all of them become again unmanifest, what happened to them? They all remain unmanifest. Nothing dies. Nothing gets destroyed totally. So, when Brahman, Chaitanyam, with its Maya, Shakti, and the unmanifest universe, Karna Prapanchaha is equal to, say, Pralayasthitihi. Understand now? Pralayasthitihi. Pralayasthitihi means what? Ulahanaitum, Verubadugal Indri, Paramburulil, Undri, Layama Irikindra Nilai. It's called, no? It's called, no, this is pralayasthiti, he means what? Pralayasthiti, he means the state wherein the entire cosmos in undifferentiated condition remains unmanifest in as the maya, as the matter or thoughtless form in awareness. The pralayasthiti. And what was, what is there in pralayasthiti? And it becomes what? Becomes manifest. The becoming from that unmanifest condition, water comes into manifestation is what now? Sthitihi. Understand now? Srishtihi. Srishtihi. Srishtihi is what? Becoming manifest is Srishtihi. And then it remains there for some time. This sthitihi. Sthiti. Then again, what is, when it becomes manifest, having become manifest, the manifest universe continues to be there for some time, which is called sthitihi. Then what is in this, you know, what is there again becomes unmanifest, which is called pralayaha. The srishti sthiti layaha. It is constantly, this is happening. But in between this one srishti and one laya, my God, we would have come into being many times, understand now? In one srishti itself, how many times we, how many, oh my God, countless number of janmas. in one srishti itself, we, this, no, in one srishti of the whole jagat, once, in once it becomes manifest, that one srishti itself, what, my God, before it becomes, the pralayam takes place, how many times we come and go? How many times we are born, we live, we die, we go, come back? That is why you can never understand the deluge. Understand now? That is why the whole jagat becoming manifest called srishtihi, whole jagat becoming unmanifest called pralayaha, the whole jagat being manifest is called what? Sthitihi. Becoming manifest is srishti, being manifest is sthiti, becoming unmanifest is what? Laya, pralayaha. And every day when you go to bed, you fall asleep, there is a simple laya, not pralaya, laya. Where is the whole jagat? And there's a small srishti also. Know what srishti? One person, you fell asleep, okay? You fell asleep, only one person. And my God, in you, in one person, you see living things, non-living things, and elements, and elementals, and then there again grievances, and all those things, and pleasants, and there again parties, and then there again food, again there again this thing, everything. There again comments about the food. Oh, Madhavi, this thing is very crunchy, and all those things. Mm-hmm. All those things are discussed. You know. Understand? Where is the material? Where is the knowledge to create your jagat? Dream jagat. My God! And you wake up, where are they? All of them are aware, and you chest or what? Where did it happen? The whole drama. In one thought, doesn't, where is the thought? Not outside of awareness. Amazing. This dream is amazing, isn't it? You can't say no, because you had very much, you experienced it. Isn't it? Whole jagat, the matter is you, and knowledge is you. Isn't it? Matter, to, you saw everything, you saw the gross things. You saw big space there. What an amount of big space you saw. The whole of Brahmani, Bikram, all these things, even though you couldn't see the whole Coimbatore included it here. No? And sometimes you also, suppose if even, whoever has gone to any other place, no? So Keith and Nina would have dreamt the Greek, what is that?
Egypt.
And you all are just somewhere, brought in this Rishikesh, the Ganga and all that. And Rupal would have already started dreaming about what she's going to see. Okay, all those things. And Maya in a recent wedding. All of you have your own things. Dream. But as long as you're dreaming, it is very much real, the plurality, the multiplicity, numbers, the non-living things and living things and experiences, there again sadness, there again pleasure, there again pain, everything. Okay? Where is it? Whole dream jagat exists where? Please tell me. The dream jagat, okay, dream world, where does it exist? Does it exist on your chest or inside your chest? Inside the hole in the heart or outside of it? Where is it? It's all in thought. Understand? It's all in thought only. Where is the thought? It's all in memory only. It's not thought. Where is the thought? Not outside of awareness. Then this is said to make you understand the possibility of everything remaining unmanifest, okay? All the knowledge, the stored knowledge you had, the dream is nothing but what all you experienced in your waking state. You cannot dream something which you do not know at all. Even if you have not seen in this Janma, you must have seen something in other Janmas also. Sometimes you can dream, but you can never dream something which is not known to you. It must have been somewhere in you. And the whole dream, the knowledge required to create the dream world is not outside of you, the awareness. It's already there. But based on your previous experience, isn't it? Similarly, the previous creations all remain where? Non-manifest in awareness, the pure Brahman. Understand? And before you start dreaming, where were they? There's no space separate There's no air separate. There were no buses, there were no trains, and there were no people, there were no names, nothing, colors, nothing was there. Everything was just in unmanifest. Once you start dreaming, all of them become differentiated, and then you see that. Is it a wonder? But to know all where from you, the only person who fell asleep, okay, what fell asleep was the body, the mind. The mind fell asleep, and then the following the mind, everything fell asleep. And the poor body helpless, and it has to just lie down. It cannot act independently, you know. The mind has to be with that. The total mind is off means, look at this, mind is off, everything becomes switched off. That is why I want to put my mind to sleep, but I want to do this work. Can you ever think, if we can do that, my God, all of them put off your mind and you start doing things. Suppose eating you can talk, talking you can eat, watching TV you can munch, munching you can watch. But you can't say, sleeping, I ate chips. Sleeping, and then I finished my housework. Sleeping, no, I did my other work. You cannot say that. That is why, switch off the mind, everything gets switched off. Understand? Oh my God, whole life is in mind. Where is the mind? You have to wake up from sleep to say, my God, oh, I saw big space, beautiful garden, colorful flowers, colorful green trees and people around and talking and enjoying. We also had Garba there. Now just imagine, Swami from South India doesn't know anything about Garba. She participated in Garba. You know, some fat lady dancing there. Another Garba. And Garba were not anywhere in Gujarati Samaj, but in Jayadarthi's house. Then this is where all these things, everything happened here in the dream, and you wake up from sleep. What do you see? All varieties, isn't it? Very much true. Wake up from sleep. Where have they gone? Did you need to do anything to set them, push them aside? You have to wake up from sleep to know that from you, the awareness, okay, your own, the mind's projection, isn't it? Manifestation. I'm repeating this because to make you think. Amazing, this dream. Matter is you, knowledge also is you. Where was knowledge? Awareness. Where is the matter? Not outside of awareness. Similarly, tapa Brahman with the consciousness. So Brahman the consciousness. With this Maya, inseparable Maya Shakti, the creative power alone was there before. Because beginningless. Why? Because Maya is anadi. Understand now? Because consciousness is anadi, therefore Maya is anadi. Beginningless. But what undergoes a change, they are inseparable. What does not undergo change is the consciousness, the pure knowledge. What undergoes a change is the Maya Shakti, the wielding power. Like what? Like the H2O continues to be H2O. The stillness undergoes a change. How do you say undergoes a change? Because stillness is not there anymore. Stillness, if stillness continues to be there, there cannot be waves. No, I saw both waves and stillness together means our problem, isn't it? You can't see that. There must be, when there are waves, there are stillness has undergone a change. Where is stillness? Stillness alone is in the form of waves. Where were waves? Waves were stillness before. Like the whole manifest jagat is what? Maya Shakti. Where was it? Not outside of awareness. Understand? So when the way on Maya Shakti, then what? Then tapasa chiyate through knowledge it bulges, and now that annam, it's called what? Annam. Then from annam, what has come into being? Pranaha, manaha, the entire subtle universe, sukshma prapanchaha, has come into being. Thereafter, satyam, lokaha, karma sucha, amritam. All the worlds, all the jivas, we're all in potential form. Understand now? They become manifest. Whole virat dehaha. Bhagavad virat dehamid. Whole jagat is called virat dehaha. That is why Devi is called Madhavi. Bhagavan is called Madhavaha. Dhavaha means owner, possessor, husband. Know that. And Ma means Mother Earth, Mother Universe. Ma means not simply the mother, but Prithivi is mother. Prithivi is mainly we say mother because she feeds everybody. All the food is, whoever feeds is mother, isn't it? Whoever feeds is mother, look at it. Mother is not the one who feeds. Whoever feeds is mother, that's how we look at. That is why when a sannyasi goes to another house, Bhiksham Leche Parvati, that's all. Then we see Parvati Parameshwara. There is no other thought can come in that house. No other thought can come. If any thought comes, there is no sannyasa there. The reverence is not there. You know, that is the attitude we should have. So here whole thing we say, the Mother Earth is called Mother Earth because the food is from, a vegetation is from the earth. From Mother is, no, we say Bhumata, Bhumi, Devi, Mother. But we said whole Jagat is Mother. Why? Because manifestation of Maya Shakti. Not only earth, whole Jagat is Maya Shakti. Manifestation of Shakti. Shakti manifest is what? Maya manifest is the Jagat. So Mata. But what is that? Where was it unmanifest? Where does it become manifest? And where does it remain? Where does it become unmanifest again? From where was it unmanifest? Where does it become manifest from? Okay, where is it manifest? And where it become again unmanifest? What is? That is one awareness. Always the same, unchanging, changeless, beginningless, endless, changeless awareness. Which is like a adhara. That's why we say in Vishu Sahasranama, Vishwadharam, Vishwasya Adharaha. Adharaha means what? Substratum, support. Always, no? Vishwadharam, Vishwadharam, Sarvadharam, Adhara. Gagana Sadrisham. One who is all as pervasive as this space. One who is all pervasive like this space. Gagana Sadrishaha means similar to the space. Similar like the space and which is all pervasive. Gagana Sadrisham. This is, we have to remember. So this is whole Jagat. From there, all the jivas, all their bodies, okay, the material elements, elementals, the karma phalam, sukaduk, everything has become manifest. All the karma phalas also, that is why the very srishti is possible. Very srishti is possible because of the there's a time when the fruits have to be exhausted. This is why you have to understand any total destruction, any samashti paradha. Therefore, it's very painful to know how many people get killed in how many places. Now, I was in this, recently I was in Balaji youth camp in Birmingham. I went there to kind of the youth camp for the children and a good thing. And there, the children asked me, Swaminiji, if you say prayer is very effective, then all the Jewish people are praying, they should not get killed. And why, you know, something, they all got killed. The prayer did not help. Prayer not effective. And they don't even understand they are talking. They need to understand how this prayer is definitely going to help them. Effective, but still, what are the past part of the karma that they had to die also? Understand? Then you can't say this karma is not effective. Because you all want immediate result. Do you understand what the kill, getting killed now is past prarabdha phalam, past karma phalam. But the present prayer, oh protect me now. Okay, come now, you that the prarabdha you had to go through. You can't escape. But still you'll be protected now because you're praying. Understand? People always think, you know, oh, we do something. It's only always present karma will produce a future phalam. Please understand. And present karma will give you strength to accept the prarabdha, inevitable prarabdha. That is why it's very important to do that. We can't connect. So here, karma phalam has to be exhausted. That is why when the time comes, for the sake of exhausting the phalam, see, order, Bhagavan name of order, knowledge and order, therefore, srishti comes. Even every day, waking up itself is to exhaust the prarabdha. You know that. I tell you, if you know, suppose the previous night, I don't want to live this life, okay? Let me die. So somebody takes some more pills and he sleeps. If he is prarabdha, so prabala prarabdha, he will get up. He will not continue to sleep. Oh my God, I took a lot of pills. How come I woke up? That is what is miracle. That is what is miracle. One pill can kill. Half a pill can kill sometimes. Even prarabdha is not to get up. Karma, prarabdha is over. Paduthaar kaal endrikave illa. Now he went, he fell asleep last night. Next day he didn't get up. What a, people always say, nalla very good death we say. No suffering, nothing. He fell asleep last night. Next day morning he didn't wake up. He didn't even take a pill sometimes. He continues to sleep. My God. But parabdha is over. But parabdha is, okay, is there. No, even, and I decided to die, took so many, one full bottle of pills, till he wakes up. My God, how come I wake up for everybody else? Because today you have very big pain or pleasure which you can't escape. Amazing karapalam, no? Bhagavan, that is why Bhagavan is niyanta. Niyanta means controller. One who control means what? Not controlling. The law, that is Bhagavan is in the form of law and order. Amazing that is. You know, if you live your life in a conformity with the law and order, you are in tune with the order, you don't disturb the order. So non-disturbance of the order is living in harmony with the order, which then you are peaceful, you allow other persons to be peaceful. Every plant will be very happy with you. Sun will be happy, moon will be happy, stars will be happy. You know, every plant will be happy with you. There are Puranas talk about, Puranas say, come on, how all the plants were very happy, the deer used to come, the parrots used to talk. They say all these things. Mythology, no? The trees also talk. How do the trees talk? What is this? That means what? All the beings in this universe are happy with you. Because somewhere you are not contributing for the disturbance of the order. That's what. When you are in tune with the order, in harmony with the order, how by living a life of dharma. This is a different thing. What I'm saying here? So, sukshma prapanchaha, sthula prapanchaha, karana prapanchaha. How is Bhagavan? Bhagavan is karana prapanchaha. Karana prapanchaha is Lord. What is the name then? Shiva, antaryami, Ishwaraha. Suppose I want to know his power's name is what? Parvati, Maya. What is subtle manifest, subtle universe? Subtle universe is the Lord. What is the name then, functional name? Brahma, Hiranyagarbha. What is Shakti's name then, power's name? The subtle manifest power is what? Saraswati. And what is grass universe? Grass universe is also the Lord. What is the name? Vishnu, Virat. What is the manifest grass? No, the manifest power, total manifestation of power is, the power is totally manifest. Completely it's manifest. What is the power of Brahman? Knowledge. Understand now, Maya Shakti, what is it? Why Maya, the knowledge and reality are not two different things. What is this? Virat, Vishnu. What are these three names now? Three names, three functional names of the Lord in the form of universe, either manifest or unmanifest or subtly manifest or totally manifest. So what is this then? Manifestation. Why do you say there is no creation? Why do you say? Because it is inseparate, inseparable, non-separate. This universe is non-separate from the reality. So whole jagat is what? Manifestation of knowledge. Whole jagat is knowledge manifest. Abba, what is the power of Maya Shakma? What is power? Look at this. What is this power? A power is nothing but knowledge. Jnana Shakti. Understand now? Jnanam is the Shakti. Because reality and knowledge are not two different things. Please understand. Reality and pure knowledge are not two different things. What do you mean by that? Pure knowledge is the reality. Reality. Pure knowledge is the reality. Because you can't, pure knowledge does not exist outside of the reality. Pure knowledge itself is the reality. Understand? And this creative power is not outside of this pure knowledge, the reality. Which we call it Namamaya Shakti. Is it clear now? Really speaking, only Vastu. Vastu is what? Only Vastu. We only made it two. Then we made it four. With their children, Ganapati and Subramanya. Four stands for whole. Understand? This is what is Srishti. Srishti Prakriya. You understood what is Srishti Prakriya? When I do Taittiriya Upanishad or Prashna Upanishad, you will see the Srishti. It's a nice fun also, okay? Different Prakriya. Have you got it now? So now you can say, this Upanishad, this mantra, so eighth mantra, you have to know every mantra what it says. Eighth mantra, Upanishad, through the eighth mantra teaches the Srishti Prakriya. Through the Srishti Prakriya is discussed in this eighth mantra. Srishti is discussed in the eighth mantra, wherein through Srishti Prakriya, method of analyzing the Srishti, Upanishad makes us understand there is no creation, there is only manifestation. And now we have to see here. So what does this really, Upanishad, okay? Now this mantra is over. So what does this Upanishad really tell us this? Now you say this whole jagat is not outside of awareness. When you say this pure awareness is the reality, and that awareness is the being reality, that awareness is actually the meaning of the word I. That is when our problem gets solved. And this is what we have to understand. The Upanishad makes it very clear. You do not even know the individual totally. How can you know about the universe being the total? The totality of the universe you can never understand, because you do not know even the individual totally. What do we mean by that we do not know the individual totally? Suppose you ask, what are you? Who are you? You can say, I am a human being, I am an individual. If you are an individual, leave alone other plants and animals, okay, they are all totally ignorant. There is no self-consciousness, there is no knowledge. Don't need to worry about other plants and things here. As an individual, if you ask what are you, how much do you know about yourself? You know, what are all the things which constitute an individual? Do you know? Do not know. For example, I tell you, suppose we say this is a flower. Flower, when I say, what is a flower? The word flower, what does it mean? Flower is No, flower is ultimate constitution of many parts put together. Please understand. A flower is a constitution of many, many, many things put together is a flower, isn't it? Suppose if we say, oh, what are all there? What is a flower? Flower is many things put together intelligently, collectively. Is a flower. Why? There are things, there are petals. Can you take a petal and say petal is a flower, flower is a petal? A flower is not merely a petal. Of course, petal is part of the flower. Without petals, there cannot be a flower. Okay, petals must be there for the flower to be there, but flower is not merely the petals. Please listen to me carefully. Similarly, there are the stamen. So, is flower the stamen? No. But without stamen, there cannot be a flower. There is pollen, because which you all get, hay fever. We can't say, without that there is no flower. This stalk. The fragrance, my God, it's all we can see through physical eyes. Fragrance. Every flower, I tell you, sweet or, every flower has its own mild fragrance. Even the fragrance-less flowers have some fragrance. Know that? Every flower has its own mild fragrance, though not like our jasmines. Fragrance, its own fragrance is there. Do you see the fragrance of physical eyes? No. But is flower a fragrance? No. But can there be a flower without fragrance? No. So what is flower then? All these things put together totally form the flower. You have, even there again, how much do you know? This is detailed knowledge you do not know. And the botanist cannot tell you all about the flower. The more the person knows botany, the more he can know about the flower. But you can't say he knows the total knowledge of a flower. And we non-botanic people know. How much can we say? We can only say just a flower. And if at all we know, maybe we can have the name of botanical name of the plant. So many things we do not know. It's called detail. I'm preparing for the next class, next month, okay? The detailed knowledge and the general knowledge. You have general knowledge, detailed knowledge. Why this is yellow in color? How does it become? Why this fragrance is for this flower? Why this flower has only this many number of petals? Why can't the petal, the shape be different from how it is? There are a lot of things, questions we can never find an answer. Always our knowledge of any object will be incomplete knowledge. Please understand, knowledge of anything in this world, any given object, is an incomplete knowledge. Nobody can say, I've studied botany, I specialized in about this one particular plant the whole of my life. I'm now 98 years old. I got 5 PhDs from 5 different universities. Still that man, we can say, his knowledge of that particular, his knowledge of the given object is much more than all our knowledge. Okay? But still, even his knowledge is not total knowledge, complete knowledge. His knowledge also is incomplete knowledge. Is it clear? That is why nobody's no knowledge of any object is complete. Can never be complete. One can know more and more and more of an object, but never the all about the object. Is it clear? The more and more we know of the least, the little and little of a given object is called PhD. Isn't it? Doctorate. That is the thing. So how much do we know about this given flower object? Similarly, come on, please understand, Shastram says, you do not know even what are all the things which constitute the individual. Look at this. Very interesting. When you say flower, so many things constitute a flower. Do you know what are all things which constitute the flower individual? We know only the grass body. We can know we only grass body we know. Individual is not the grass body alone. Individual is not the subtle body alone. Individual is not mere subtle and grass body also. Understand now? Of course, without a grass body, there is no individual. With a subtle body, there is no individual. But individual is not just the mere grass body and subtle body are one together. We do not even know about our subtle body. Look at this. Initially, understand, we do not have the knowledge of an individual. Leave alone why this cell is like this, why that is, that is. That's a different thing. We know but the grass body itself is what? Many parts put together intelligently. Head alone is not a human body. Hands alone are not the human body. Legs alone are not the human body. But without legs and hands and head, there is no human being. All of them together form what? A human being. Isn't it? Human body. Isn't it? Without buddhi, human being can be there. Without head, human being cannot be there. Isn't it? What I am saying, this all form means, what is an individual? In our understanding, look at this. We do not know the individual totally. We know only the grass body we know. Individual is not merely the grass body. There is no individual without the grass body. And the Upanishad comes and makes us understand, helps you, come on. A individual you do not know totally. If you know the what is an individual totally, then you can know what is the universe totally. My God, amazing, isn't it? And this is where you know only this much. You have to go, there is something called subtle body. What subtle body? It's not a body, it's not a form. Many subtle aspects, factors, which individual, the different parts of this grass body, which are very subtle, which you can't even see. Oh, but all of them together, something called mind, understand? And all the five sense powers and pranas, subtle factors are there. That's why we don't need to call subtle body also. Subtle factors, which individual the different parts of the grass body. I tell you, they have no beginning. They do not die. Understand, subtle factor which constitute this subtle form does not die. Really, it does not die. And they are there all the time. That is why we say when somebody dies also, you know, in India, we always say, he has passed away. He has gone, poetar. Who is lying down here? The body is still lying in the house, okay? Still before cremation, the sort of rituals we have. So the body is still lying there, and they send off all the relatives, and all the relatives will come and they're sitting and chanting and all those things. But still the body is still there. People will say he has passed away, has gone away, has gone. In Tamil expression, poetar, we say he's gone. He still is there. Why do you say that? Who has gone? Who has gone is different from who is lying down. The body has yet to be sent for cremation, taken for cremation, but he has passed away. Very expression implies the knowledge of subtle body being different from the grass. Like how petal is different from pollen. Fragrance is different from all this, even pollen, stem and everything. You can't deny the existence of the fragrance. Even Bhagavad Gita, fragrance of flowers is used as an example. Now, likened to all the subtle bodies, likened to flowers. The fragrance of flowers. When the wind blows, the fragrance, it takes away the fragrance. Even you don't say, there's a place where I don't see any flower at all, still you feel the fragrance. How? Because the wind takes away the fragrance. Similarly, the pranas, the mind takes all the prana, everything together. Pranas, when pranas go, it takes the entire subtle aspect. This is an example in the Bhagavad Gita it mentions. That means what? These subtle factors survive death. That is why we do Shraddham. Very important thing. The subtle factors survive death. Manam aivade illai. Mind does not get perished at all. Sense powers do not get perished at all. Powers of organs of action do not die at all. Nothing can destroy them. And so Prabhakar might come back. The subtle body never dies. You know that. And the physiological functions also do not die. The functions do not happen. But the function as such they remain unmanifest. So they just continue to exist. Now what I am saying is very important here. Therefore even that, because it is very subtle, I want to understand. Because it is very clear for us, a grasping cannot destroy the subtle. That is why sukshma shariram survives death. Subtle factors survive death. They have no beginning, they do not die. But they can be resolved. Instead, they can be resolved. When sukshma is resolved, it's called mukti, moksha. Understand? But we say until, but no, what I'm saying about the individual, I'm not interested in moksha now, I'm only talking about the individual, how our knowledge, how limited is our knowledge. Look at this. So all that we study in science, okay, the physics, because in medicine, all that, all of the detailed knowledge of the bodies, system and functions, that is, we're able to discover more and more cure and medicines for diseases. But we can't find a medicine to stop this subtle from leaving this grass. We can correct the disorder in the grass body, bring it back to the order. That is why prarabdha ends. We can't prevent, but if you can prevent the sukshma from leaving this, then you are right. That is what Bhagavan. That is what is death, isn't it? Doesn't matter whether sick or healthy body or sick body. Doesn't matter. Still you are alive. But when are you dead? When is it when said to be dead, you know? Sukshma leaves, this becomes dead. That is prarabdha. Isn't it? Determined by the prarabdha karma phalam. So sukshma is very much there. Now understand, you know little more about the individual. Come on. Sthulam alone is not individual. A sthulam which is subject to get disintegrated. Therefore, it is called what? Shariram. Shiryamana subhavatva shariram iti uchyate. Dahyamanatva deha iti uchyate. That which constantly burns calories. Okay, produces and burns. Produces and burns. Eat and this, okay? Like that. Produces is called deha. Amazing word, deha. Dahana yogyatva deha. Dehaha. This is gross. You know only this much about the individual. Even the next step itself is what? When Shastra has come on, there is something called subtle and which surveys death is all about what? Big leap. Big leap. Isn't it? And from there, come on, these two again are mithya. You know that? They cannot be even subtle without the subtle body. This is what? Jadam, isn't it? Not conscious anymore, it will be jadam, inert. Just the matter. Which will get disintegrated by itself. Even if you don't cremate also. But what happens to the subtle, no? The subtle also cannot exist by itself if there is one thing, okay? That is the truth of the subtle, truth of every subtle factor, truth of every small cell in this grass body. So that which pervades the whole sukshma and sthula totally, which lends existence to the sthula and sukshma. As the truth of it, that truth, no, is what Atma. Understand? That what? That truth is what? What? Consciousness. But the truth, if you want, recognize the truth. The truth of everything in this universe is the truth of everything in this here. Elemental product, this, for this, the truth of everything here. But the truth as truth is available for recognition in your mind. As the truth of the mind. And the truth of the mind means what? The truth of every way, thought wave. But again, how is available for recognition? As the truth of one particular thought wave. Understand? And you discover it as the knower, as the subject of knowledge, as the meaning of the word I. Appa. Understand? That is consciousness. Even the individual, you do not know totally. How much do you know about, no? If you just take, it's like saying petal alone is a flower. No, flower is not merely the petal. Without petal, there's no flower. But petal alone is not the flower. Similarly, without the human, the gross body, there's no individual. But gross body alone is not individual. Individual is what? The subtle body also, you can say. Subtle body alone is not individual. Or with the gross body, subtle body alone are not individual. Something more than it which you do not know. That is what is what? The meaning of the word I. That is that truth of truth, without which the subtlest thing, which can never be perceived, which is always imperceptible. Why? Because which is never available for objectification as an object of knowledge. Because it's not objectifiable, not available for objectification, cannot be known as an object, okay, cannot be perceived imperceptible. That is why it is available. What is that which constitutes, which also constitutes as part of the individual, which remaining as a very truth of the individual, is the consciousness. When you discover the unknown, okay, aspect of an individual, which happens to be truth of all that which form the individual, you have discovered the truth of the whole jagat. Is it clear? We do not even know what an individual is. Like, we do not know. Hold on to one part and we say, this is what is flower. That shows our ignorance, isn't it? You can say, oh, no, only petal is the main thing here for the flower. Wow, where will be the flower without the petal? That's true. Petal looks very attractive for us. But petal, even though petals are very big and huge and colorful and real, it attracts the mind first and all that. If you mind the petal, if you see the pollen and stamen and all those things, the fragrance, it doesn't look nice and all that, isn't it? But flower means for us, main thing is petals. That's why if I say individual means for us, immediately what strikes is the body. Isn't it? So we really do not know. So Shastram makes us understand, come on, you know, you have the total knowledge of, okay, even here, the detailed knowledge is not possible. Why the heart is like this? Why the lungs are like this? Of course, your sinus, the medicine and knowledge has improved so much, we know so much and all those things. But still, the knowledge to be known. What is to be known is still more. Always knowledge, what we know is how much is this much. What we know is only this much. Katra the kaiman nalava. Kalla the ulahala. What we do not know is as vast as the universe. Isn't it? That is a different thing. All of the detailed knowledge of everything. Why it is, how it is, how, why it is not like this. That is always hows and whys will be there in the jagat. It will never be compared. Always you discuss something again, why it is. The new whys and new hows will become based on what to discover newly. Understand? It will always be there. And that you can penetrate, investigate, examine, you can always discover. This mind has a tremendous capacity to know any amount, great any amount of knowledge. if we can live for thousands of years, okay, we've been given a short span of life, 100 years, if we live. We don't know 100 years also. And if we can really work, and we can really know so much, but still, knowledge always be incomplete. Better know what all things constitute this whole individual. You know this. Okay, detailed, let's say, up to you. Aparavidya. Detailed knowledge of any, subtle also is very difficult for you. You can only know it surveys that there's a big leap, which Shastra only tells. Understand? Then above that is something more, the truth without which is like holding on to the name and the form wave. The waves, I'm only wave. Now we can say the wave is just a wave, just form a name. Come on, wave is the form of a name, no doubt. But what is truth of it? Do you see the truth also? Yes, there's such too. Then you know the total wave. Understand now? Wave is not merely the name, merely the form. It's plus water, isn't it? Minus water, it has no meaning. Similarly, individual is not the gross body, is not merely subtle body. Understand now? Individual is plus what? Consciousness. Understand? Minus which? Like how the wave, form and name, the wave, the name and the form will be meaningless, minus H2O. Similarly, minus consciousness, gross and subtle body will be nothing. Understand? Therefore, that consciousness aspect of individual we do not know. And that consciousness is one indivisible, partless whole, the truth of everything here. Understood? Therefore, that is why the unknown aspect, in fact, that is, but how to know the truth of this individual, truth of his body, truth of the subtle factor, the truth of seeing power, hearing power, smell, power of smelling, everything is one of them, but the truth is the truth of the mind. That is why that truth of everything, even though it is there in everything, it is available for recognition only as the subject of knowledge. As the meaning, as the knower, as the meaning of the word I. If you discover it, then you understood the individual totally. You know the gross body, subtle body, consciousness. Consciousness can be without the subtle and gross body, but the gross and subtle body cannot be without the consciousness. Is it clear now? That is why we say, how we say the whole jagat is what now? The consciousness, the truth of the universe, Brahman plus Brahman manifest as the gross universe inseparably is called what? Virat. Here you can say consciousness, okay? The individual, consciousness of the truth of an individual plus Atma, okay? We say, identified with this gross body is what? Vishwaha. Say that?
Vishwaha.
Similarly, the consciousness identified with the subtle body is Taijasaha. Taijasaha. Same Atma identified with, now, you say, the causal body is said to be, causal body means say ignorance, okay? Avidya. Identified with avidya is ignorance. Is prajnaha. So prajnaha, Atma identified with ignorance. Avidya is prajnaha. Atma identified with subtle body is Taijasaha. Atma identified with the gross body is Vishwaha. Brahman, the universe, the Brahman, the reality, with, as the stool of prapancha is Virat, as Sukshma prapancha is Hiranyagarbha, as Karna prapanchaha is Ishwaraha, Antaryami. Is it clear now? So, but the truth of the individual, truth of the Taijasa Prajna Vishwa, truth of Virat Hiranyagarbha and Ishvara is one and the same Brahman, the pure awareness. Now what is there now? Individual is what? No Taijasa Prajna Vishwa is outside of Virat. Vishwa is not outside of Virat. Taijasaha is not outside of Hiranyagarbha. Prajna is not outside of Ishvara. Understand now? The truth of everything is what? One and the same. Pure awareness. Jnanam Brahma. Jnanam eva Brahma. There is no other Brahman. Listen now. There is no other reality. There is no other limitless reality other than consciousness, other than pure knowledge. Therefore, the whole jagat is Ishvara. The whole jagat is manifestation of knowledge. That is why to see this, now this we have to listen again and again and again to change our perception, to see everything as manifestation of knowledge. What I'm saying here, this thing, the more you see, any tree you see, you can see the knowledge being manifest. Any flower you see, you can see the knowledge being manifest. Any function you see, calf you see, you can see the knowledge being manifest. Now, everything you see, you cannot miss the knowledge being manifest in everything. It's all Ishvara. Isn't it? There's a different perception, different view, outlook that changes by listening to it, chastam again and again and again to change.